T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia requires contractors to disclose political activity when they bid, but the law has a two-pronged approach to addressing violations. If the city finds a bidder fails to disclose lobbying before the contract is awarded, the bidder is disqualified. But if it finds out afterward, it has a choice of whether to void the contract or not. That's what happened in the case of voting machine supplier ESNS. Its contract for 3,200 voting machines got extra scrutiny, and the city controller found it had hired two local lobbying firms while it was bidding, but failed to check the box on the bid form. An ESNS spokeswoman says the omission was inadvertent, and as soon as the company was alerted, it took every measure to correct the matter. In a letter to the Board of Elections, the city solicitor says the company has agreed to pay a 10% penalty for the violation, which would save the city $3 million. In a separate letter, the procurement commissioner warns voiding the contract would make it impossible to have new machines by the November election and would risk failing to comply with the state's order to have paper ballots in place for the 2020 presidential primary. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.